Health providers and legal experts are thinking about what abortion and reproductive health care might look like under President-elect Donald Trump's second term in office. WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports Pennsylvania providers are looking back at his actions during his first term to get an idea of what's possible in the next 4 years.
One of those actions that the Trump administration could take is to reinstate its 2019 gag rule for federal funding that supports clinics around the country that offer low-cost contraception, STD testing, and other services. The gag rule prohibited participating clinics and organizations from counseling on or making referrals for abortion. Several states and Planned Parenthood clinics withdrew from the program and took funding cuts. OBGYN Sarah Horvath of Penn State Health says this could again reduce care in local communities.
We're seeing these safety net clinics close. We're seeing wait times increase, access decrease, and inequities really deepen in who can and cannot access the preventative health care that they need.
Trump has not shared any plans for the future of this funding. He has stated that decisions around abortion should be left to individual states. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.